Director of the Sustainable Grenadines Incorporated, SUSGREN, Martin Barreto said they brought together professionals from throughout the region and North America during the Marine Conservation Workshop. He said it was agreed for monitoring sites to be established throughout the marine protected areas across the country.
Something major came out of that workshop where we agree on establishing permanent monitoring sites throughout these marine protected areas. So we would, South Coast would have a marine conservation area to be established soon. We at the workshop did one in Mustique, and then we'll do one at the Tobago Keys Marine Park and other areas. So this was significant in that, you know, Mustique, which could be considered as a green island, invited us. They hosted us. And we are able to bring in experts from the Caribbean and all the way from North America to sort of share experiences and talk about, you know, what we need to do to conserve our coastal environment.
Mr. Barreto said, coming out of the workshop, it was also agreed that they will assess the progress being made at the marine protected areas on an annual basis.
We're going to annually prepare like a scorecard on how this conservation areas is doing. So at the end, we would see that, you know, what are some of the areas they are improving on or not doing not so good at, so that we could improve on that. So that's another good thing. And, you know, the agreement that these sites would work together in the form of a network to look at challenges they have and ways of overcoming these challenges.
Mr. Barreto also outlined some of the long-term objectives they are hoping to achieve through this conservation program.
The plan is that we would look at all of the conservation areas and look at how they could be effectively managed to meet those goals. I mean, one, for instance, is the South Coast Conservation Area, and it's an area that is situated in a highly developed part of the island. So, you know, it's a look at one, what are the land-based sources of or action that is affecting this marine conservation area, and what we could do to reduce some of those threats. I mean, you're talking about runoff from the hotels or runoff from restaurants or runoff from land-based sources of pollution, and how you could address or reduce on those threats to the marine ecosystem.
Director of the Sustainable Grenadines Incorporated, SUSGREN, Martin Barreto. I'm Ricardo Wilson reporting for NBC News.